Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
Are you overloaded with information? Email, IM, RSS, podcasts, video blogs. All this stuff takes up our time and can be distracting from the things that are really important in life. Merlin Mann of 43 Folders has a solution.
Well, you know, at 43 Folders, a lot of what we talk about is kind of related to personal productivity, kind of junk, and really looking at kind of the problems of overwhelmed geeks. So a lot of what we talk about is ways to kind of wrangle your email and deal with the distractions in your life and to try and figure out ways to beat procrastination. Is that the range of help that you're looking for, Jake?
It's definitely the range of help. I mean, let's say I have 5,000 emails sitting in my inbox. Would you consider that a problem, possibly?
That's not a problem, Jake. That's an opportunity. No, that's a problem. That's actually a huge problem. The biggest problem with having 5,000 emails in your inbox is not the amount of work that's involved, but it's the amount of indecision that represents. So the biggest thing is if you've got a lot of email that's coming in, the best thing you can do is make decisions about it as it arrives. So decide, is it something you need to do anything about? Is there a task associated with this? Is there some kind of an obligation that this requires for me? In which case, you need to liberate it out of your inbox, get it into some kind of an external list. Best thing you can do. Worst thing you can do is to continue to live in your inbox as a to-do list. Is that what you do, Jack?
I used to claim that I lived in my inbox. I have tried to get away from it, and I still have moments of living in my inbox, but I think maybe I'm closer to living in the Windows Explorer shell these days.
All right. Well, that sounds like that's a little better. But yeah, I mean, so one of the things we talked about this today during my little talk was also just getting a little bit pickier about the kind of distractions that you allow in your life. And sometimes I sound like a motivational speaker. Have you ever noticed that?
You do sound a little Tony Robbins.
A little Tony Robbins. My teeth are much smaller than his. My teeth are like little like shoe peg corn compared to his big teeth. His are more like chiclets. Yeah, so I mean, one of the best things you can do is like the way I put this is like kind of like instead of buying new buckets to capture the rain in your leaky roof, it's better to just go patch it. So one of the best things you can do also is to figure out what kinds of distractions you're going to allow in. So you know, if having 900 RSS feeds brings a lot of joy to your life, then that's a good thing. But if that starts to feel like an obligation and that starts burning cycles in your brain, then it's a good idea to kind of look at where you can pare that down.
You know, and I don't know if you have tips for how people can reapportion their RSS feed attention, but one of the things that I have done is instead of subscribing to individual feeds, I subscribe to search queries.
Uh-huh. That's also a great way to ego surf. If you want to track every time somebody mentions your name, that's the best trick. I'll tell you what I do is I do two things. There's one thing I've started calling like sequestering your RSS feeds or putting them on probation. So what you can do is you can basically create a folder of all. So like, have you ever had an RSS feed where you have no idea why you continue to read it? Like it keeps updating every day, but you're like, God, I hate this RSS feed. What you do is you throw it into a folder, and you shut off updating on that particular feed. And then like a month later, you go back and you find out if you really miss any of those and you decide if you want to flip them back on. That's one really great way. You know, there's basically just any way that you can minimize the amount of extra junk that you've got to like sort through every day is probably going to be a salutary change. You know, even Robert Scoble did it, you know. He famously had, how many was it, like 900? He started over, but I think he's back up to like a few hundred now. So, but you know, if he can do it, you can.
So what are a few things that you would say, like the top five things that would be easy ways for people to get control of where they're directing their attention?
Wow, five. That's a lot. I don't know if I have five pieces of advice, but I'll see what I can do. One of the best is a lot of this stuff comes straight out of this book called Getting Things Done by David Allen that I like a lot and talk about a lot on the site. But one of them, which sounds kind of motivational speaker, but it's really not, is what he calls outcome-based thinking, which is just this idea of trying to always have an idea in mind about what it is that you're really working towards. And so I think one problem is, especially if you're a knowledge worker and you spend all day sitting at the computer, it's really easy to kind of half-ass through your whole day, feeling like you're just kind of gently shoveling tasks around. So I think one of the first things you can do is have a really clear idea in mind about for whatever it is you're working on, get a very clear idea in your head of what that outcome looks like, and then kind of reverse engineer the tasks that come out of that. And so as much as possible, then I guess the second thing would be coming up with physical tasks that represent the things that you want to do. So, you know, send an email to somebody is a task versus contact Jim or whatever. As much as possible, take the thinking out of your work and make it easy to just kind of do the stuff. That's two. That's two. You want more? Yeah, more. I can come up with lots more. There's all things, you know, one of the biggest problems people have is procrastination. So one thing I always suggest to people is if you're having trouble and there's some project that's driving you crazy and for whatever reason you're just not getting it done, is to try and find like the very least amount of work that you could do to get that thing back in motion. And a lot of times that involves, for example, sending an email to somebody. One of the best emails you can send in your whole week is, do you still need this? So throw the ball back into their court. You know, that's one good trick. And just, you know, try to get any kind of a dead project back in motion. That leads to a good number four, which is to make a point of not letting cruft accumulate. So if you've got a lot of stuff, whether it's old papers in your office or old projects that are piling up in your brain pan, it's a good idea to kind of make a very conscious kind of spring cleaning every couple weeks to just make sure that you've always got your immediate horizon stuff right in front of you and you don't have a million things distracting you. And then I guess number five is get the hell away from your computer. Get away from your BlackBerry. Get away from your phone. Take some time, at least once a week or so, to get away from all of this stuff, because it can be really rejuvenating. Even if you just take a few hours away, just don't allow yourself to be on literally all the time, or you'll completely lose your mind.
You know, getting away from things brings up a good point, and is that some people sort of live in this idea of you have to have the perfect tool set to manage everything in your life. Do you subscribe to that philosophy, or do you think that you should just take the tools that you're given and make them work for you?
That's actually a really good question. I mean, I remember when I was, I've only ever skied once, and it was when I was a kid, but something that they said to us when they were teaching us to ski, they said, only two people need to use poles. People who are brand new to skiing and people who are really, really good at skiing. And that actually, once you're an intermediate level skier, you don't need the poles. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's an awesome metaphor. And I think it's kind of true of the tool stuff that you're talking about, which is that, you know, you need a satisfactory tool that's sophisticated enough to do whatever you need to do. But the dirty little secret of all of this stuff is two things. First of all, you get really good at stuff by changing your behavior and by changing your attitude about stuff. And second, you get really good by mastering one tool rather than constantly fiddling and moving on to other ones. And then, I mean, one of the things that came out of Danny O'Brien's Life Hacks research was that he was seeing these super productive Uber geeks who are basically getting all this stuff done because they would just use one tool, whether that was Vim or Emacs or Excel. You know, you get really good at one thing and then use the crap out of it. So I think to answer your question in reverse, the thing not to do is to constantly be fiddling and to always be kind of casting about for what the next little toy is that's going to make you more theoretically productive. Ultimately, if you want to get more stuff done in your life, the key is to have more actions in your life, not more tools.
Every time there's a new this email application will increase your productivity, you should generally ignore it and just stick with the one you have.
Well, you know, one way to do that, actually, to be honest, is to firewall time for new tools. So what you might want to do is give yourself a couple hours a week to evaluate new tools. So keep a list of all the things that you're going to want to try, keep it all in one place, and then give yourself some time to play with it and just play with it. I'll tell you what not to do is to move your entire system over, you know, because you saw something on 43 Folders or Lifehacker and, no, it's awesome. All I got to do is export everything to this XML file and then I move it over and it should work pretty good. That's not optimal.
That's probably good advice for things in all parts of your life.
Now, with your GoDaddy.com domain registration, as a listener of The Chris Perillo Show, enter code CHRIS1 and save an additional 10% on any order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.